After 2 years of much speculations and a little information and cooperation, there is still no a single reason to justify the closure of the consular services, the expulsion of Cuban diplomats from Washington, the disabled travel alert, and all unfair measures that the United States has taken using as a pretext that their officials are in danger in Cuba. In a new scientific study published in the latest edition of the Journal of the American Medical Association, shows that there is no evidence of any kind of attack or act against the diplomats in Havana. Speaking to the National and Foreign Journalist in Havana, Joanna Tablada, Deputy Director of the U.S. Desk of the Cuban Ministry of Foreign Relations, stated,
"After 2 years of high speculation and very little information and cooperation, there is still not a single reason to justify the closure of the consular services in Havana and so many other coercive measures that have been taken by the government of the United States with the pretext that their diplomats are not safe in Cuba. These coercive measures, such as the travel alert, the reduction of the non-familiar, so-called non-familiar trips, and also the reduction of familiar trips since Cubans are forced to travel to third countries without guarantees that a visa will be obtained to visit a relative, have caused a very high humanitarian cost to our population, Cuban emigration, and also it provokes suffering in many sectors of U.S. that were advancing in exchange with Cuba in multiple areas. The U.S. and Cuba specialized agencies, such as the FBI and the Criminal Division and Criminalistic of the Minister of Interior, coincide in their conclusions that there is not a single evidence of any act in Cuba against their diplomats. They do know that. The article published today by the magazine JAMA, the Journal of American Medicine, does not modify this situation, by the opposite. It confirms it. The article recognized that the brain alterations are minimal, that the findings are not conclusive, and that they cannot identify their causes. However, John Bolton and the State Department in their public documents have maintained the irresponsible use of the term attacks. It is used in the narrative, it is used in the travel alert, when they know that there have not been any attacks or deliberate act against their diplomats in Cuba. This is a term that can only be used in bad faith and that has never been sustained by evidence. Not then, not now. We are not surprised that they do so because all the politics of hostility and the newest measures, very cruel measures of aggression against Cuba, are mounted on lies to fulfill perverse political and domination purpose. Cuba asks United States government to put an end to the manipulation and the use of this issue as a pretext to impose more and more measures of aggressions against the integrity of our country, its economy, and the Cuban people. Cuba is a safe country for diplomats, for visitors, for foreign residents, and for the millions of travelers from all over the world that visit Cuba every year. We will remain safe, stable, and an attractive country, and Cuba remains willing to develop a respectful dialogue to cooperate in this and other issues for the benefits of our people. Thank you very much.